I think their focus has been consistent. You know, I guess the best way I'd explain it, I think our leadership's really good. I think we've got guys, the guys that are leaders on our team have been in this league a long time or have been through both ends of the stick many, many times. So I just think they stay focused on each game. You know, the topic was brought up last week about distractions, and, you know, my point was those are good distractions. Those were for all the right reasons. And, you know, we handled that week well. You know, but it's like anything else, it's a big win, and here we are. It's time to wake up and go to the next one, you know. So, but I think we have the right people, and they stay focused on what they're doing, and we need to have another good week. I think our guys are on top of that stuff, you know. I think they do a good job of it.
Gary, what clicked for you guys that just hadn't been clicking offensively before but worked really well?
I think it started a little bit in Cleveland. I think we started to play better, a little bit more consistent. We started to make some big plays because we ran the ball better. You know, last night we had 15 plays or 16 plays over 15 yards. You know, I mean, that's hard to do in this league. So I just think we're building some confidence. I think Peyton's getting confidence in the guys in front of him because we have played more consistent there. We protected him better. And it just showed last night, you know, and hopefully we can continue to build off of that. But I think balance and confidence is the key.
Are you tempted to integrate Peyton in the Wednesday practices?
You know, I think there's a way that we can do that and still stay away from throwing, you know. So I think it's something we talked about as coaches this morning. I will discuss that with him. But I know he felt good last week, you know, and fresh. And I know the mental reps are probably – at just as important as the physical reps to him, but we'll protect him from a throwing standpoint, but we may get him involved from another standpoint, find another way to do it.
Did he come through okay physically?
Yeah, he's fine. He took a pretty good shot on his shoulder, you know, a little sore today, but he's good. He's okay. We came out clean, pretty clean.
Seems like the only time they score on you, there's a penalty in there.
Yeah, we've had our share of penalties. We had four, I think, on the back end last night. One on Chris, boy, was hard to understand. We'll get a, you know, I think the other ones are pretty legit. You know, David, we got to go make sure we stay in the midsection on the quarterback, stay away from the head. But, you know, we're going to stay aggressive, Mike. You know, we're going to hammer the penalties and do everything we can to cut them down. But we want to stay aggressive in what we're doing as a football team and have confidence in making plays. And I think it had a lot to do with why we covered so well last night, too, is our, you know, our confidence in what we're doing. So, you know, it's a double-edged sword there. Got to kind of handle both, but try not to hurt your football team.
What's the O-line done these last two games that maybe they didn't do as well?
Well, I think we've isolated pretty good. I think Rick's done a good job of making sure we isolate what we're doing, so I think we've improved from that standpoint. This past week, they worked together the whole week. I think that was important. I think the fact that we are giving them a break with Max, you know, Max went in there. He's young. He had a couple of penalties last night. But I just think the fact that we're keeping some of those guys fresh is helping us. The fact that they all put on the uniform on game day, they know they're going to contribute and play. It's not just us playing five. They're learning how to go about that. So, you know, hopefully the reps and those type of things just help them continue to get better. I think what's happened the last couple of weeks, I think just preparation going into the game, him and I spent a lot of time together. I think we've improved from that standpoint, from coach to player, and exactly where we're going and what we're doing. But I also think we've been able to cut down and isolate. We did it going into Cleveland. We looked at ourselves. We did it even more going into last night. So I think that's helped us just from an execution standpoint more than anything.
Sorts for CJ?
You know, I don't know. I mean, they both played well. Obviously, it was CJ's best game. I don't know why that was. I mean, you know, motivation, whatever. I mean, they should be motivated every week. But we're going to create a competitive environment between both of them. We're going to need them both, and we'll continue to split time with them. But obviously, CJ responded this week, and hopefully we can keep it going in that direction.
Is that competitive environment at left tackle now?
I think we're competitive as a football team across the board, but we're going to play both those guys on the left side. I don't know how they ended up. I'm sure Ryan probably played more than Tyler last night, I think. 60-40
is what
that would, but you know, we're going to need them both. I mean, it's going to be extremely important. So, but I hope we're competitive everywhere.
How do you like the way Schofield is?
You know, he is really, it's quiet. You know, it's like nobody's talking about him over there, and that's a good thing. That means you're doing your job. But I think, you know, this is what, 4 starts for him as a pro, and you know, he's settling down. He's working with Lou consistently now, and you know, I'm proud of Michael. I think he's got a bright future. I mean, are we there yet? I mean, no, there's a long way to go. But, you know, if we can keep heading in the right direction, he gets a year under his belt, you know, he's got a very bright future.
Is Clancy making the call when you switch out those guys?
You know what? I let him do it. I mean, we go into the game, and basically what we're trying to do is give Evan and Lou a series in the first half, and you know, taking them out and him replacing, do the same thing in the second half. And obviously, if Max goes in and plays really well, he's probably going to play a little bit more. But just trying to go in with a game plan, a mindset, this is going to happen. This is the way we're going to go about it.
Hey, Gary, when you develop an offensive line, especially a young one, when you're trying to get the continuity, what's different now than say 10 years ago in terms of the reps and how you're able to develop a young unit?
I don't know if that's a big difference. I think, you know, you go back to when I played, and that was a long time. Teams stayed together. You know, the free agency nowadays, guys are moving. The parts are moving a lot more nowadays than they have in the past. And, you know, when you look right now at what's going on with us up front, you see some young guys that got a chance to be here for a while, you know. And so I think that's a real positive thing. But as far as the reps, I mean, how you practice and how you prepare to play, I don't know that it's changed all that much other than the fact that we're only in pads one day a week as compared to years ago, maybe where you banged a little bit more. You had more guys on the roster. You know, it was a little bit different back then.
Does that hurt you when you don't get the physical contact?
Well, I think anytime you're young, you'd like to have as much of that as possible, but we all know how this league is. I mean, it's a physical, tough league, and we're coming off a late night last night, got to turn right around and get back to work on Wednesday. So, I mean, there's a lot of thought process going into getting from week to week, you know, with what we do, with how physical the game is nowadays. You know, it's funny you mentioned he was our defensive player of the game, and we played pretty good defensively last night. So we're really proud of Derek. He's come back and worked hard. We needed to stop the run last night. That was important. I think Derek had 8 or 9 solo tackles. So a big game for him last night. And I just think his effort, you know, he's all in with Bill and what we're trying to do, and I think he's responded extremely well, and you know, is off to a really good start since he's come back.
When you went back and watched the tape today, did you watch it with some sense of relief?
Relief? No, I think I said last night there's no relief in this business. We played good. You know, we played good as a team. It's what you're always working for, you know, kind of that day you put it all together type of deal. And last night as a team we played well, and we needed to.
I mean,
we
satisfaction.
I think, I mean, I'm satisfied with the effort of our team. I liked how hard we played. I liked how we prepared last week. You know, as a coach, you always watch a film and say, what are we doing here? We got to get better. That's the nature of the business. And if you're going to get to where you want to go, you're never satisfied. You know, you're always wanting more. And I think our players are that way, and that's the way we're going to continue to operate.
Where does it stand with Ty
Simbel? Well, you know what? I guess I'll give you guys that right now. I could hold you off for a day, but I'll just tell you. So it'll be the story of the day. But, guys, Ty's not going to make it back, okay? And it's really hard for me because this kid's tried really hard. He's probably going to go an IR tomorrow. He's going to have surgery. You know, he's got a pretty good injury, and they don't think it's going to get better. It's something that needs to be repaired. We gave him a chance to play through it. He wanted to try to play through it. So we made it through a month and worked his tail off last week, but just unable to do it. So it's a really tough day. I just told the team and now I told you guys. So we got to move forward, get him well, and keep him a part of us. He's got a very bright future. You know, I don't really know how to describe it to you. I know it's the back of the shoulder. It's something to do with the back of the shoulder, and it's just not stable, and they're going to have to go in and fix it. So.
Gary, what are your thoughts about Steve Smith, the guy you worked with last
year? Yeah, Smitty. Yeah, that was tough. I was actually sitting at home right before I left to the park. God, what a player, competitor, and guy, he was having a tremendous season, you know. So I know that's very difficult for him and for their football team, but, you know, you just wish him the best. I mean, he's had a tremendous career. He's got a lot of football left in him. I know he's talking about retiring, but And I think he's still one heck of a player, so I just wish him all the best. It's sad to see. A lot of big injuries around the league yesterday. It's a tough day. Well, Tyler kind of knew our verbiage when he got here, so that helped him. But I think what he's doing, the reason he's playing a little bit better each week, because he's playing with us, playing with Evan, you know, playing with the group, taking to what Clancy teaches, how Clancy, you know, teaches the little nuances of what we do. So I just think it's repetition that's helping him. But as far as the language and the system, he's been through that before. You know, I don't know. He got hit a couple of times. You talking about when Clay hit him on the run? I don't know if that was exactly it. He took a couple of knocks on a couple of throws. So.
I know he wanted it, but did you get any explanation for why that wasn't
a penalty? Well, there's a fine line there. Obviously, it has a lot to do with really what kind of team you are. You know, if you boot, if you run the zone read, your quarterback's a live play. We all understand that. So, I know Peyton doesn't run the zone read, though. I know that for sure. So. Well, Chris is a great player, but he's a smart player. He works extremely hard. You know, I walked into meeting Saturday night at the hotel, and Chris is sitting there on his iPad looking at reps and things going on. I just think he studies extremely hard. The whole group's played really well. You know, I think Joe's done a great job with him. We don't know. You know, right now we're just working through it. The decision was made on Ty today, and so we'll work through that over the next couple of days.
Last one, Jeff. Did this sort of come from the doctors saying, okay, this isn't happening?
You know, I don't really know. I just know it was kind of like, okay, we're gonna see if he can maybe work through this. He may have a chance, you know, so that type of thing. So we went through the process week to week of, you know, doing that, and then last week was the big week of work, the banging, the pads, cake. Can he do this, you know? And we really thought maybe there was a chance, but as we went through the week and Thursday and the way he would come out of the practice, you know, I think I mentioned to that you guys on Friday, our concern is how he's coming out of it the next day. It just wasn't responding, so we got to do the right thing for him and his career.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
You have a good day.